Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings again to a few moments of Bible study together as we think about the Word of God and the bread of life. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And, beloved, that's the truth. The Lord Jesus Christ alone can fill the vacuum, the God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every human being. It's actually in our spirit where that God-shaped vacuum is, and only the Holy Spirit of God can come into that vacuum and fill that emptiness in a person's life and make their life to overflow, because the Spirit of God is the Spirit of Christ. We're told in Romans chapter 8 and verse 9, He is the Spirit of Christ. And when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, accepting Him as Savior, He comes into our spirit to do the work of salvation. As Ephesians chapter 1 tells us, and there's other references. John 3:6 tells us, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. It's the Holy Spirit of God who does that work of salvation within the believer and makes a new creation out of us. Well, we've been talking about the spiritual gifts, the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to individuals to serve in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember, this illustration of the physical body is an illustration given to picture the spiritual body of Christ. And we read, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, if you'll get your Bible, our New Testament, and turn there with us, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Remember, verse 13 states, For by one Spirit, this is the Holy Spirit of God, are we all baptized, are immersed into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. And it's through His indwelling presence in every believer that we find wonderful, wonderful blessings and benefits through knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, in Ephesians chapter 1, let me just read it to you. Ephesians 1 and verse 13 and 14, In whom, speaking of Christ, ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom, in Christ, also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest, meaning the guarantee of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, that is, until we get our glorified bodies unto the praise of His glory. And so the precious Holy Spirit indwells every child of God and lives within our spirit. Remember, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20 tells us that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we're not our own. We've been bought with a price. The price was the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and glorious resurrection. That was the price that was paid for our sin. So we're bought with a price, and therefore we're God's property. We belong to Him. We were slaves of sin, but now we're slaves of Jesus Christ. We're not our own. That verse makes it very clear. We're not our own. We're God's property, and we're His to use to His honor, His glory, and His praise. And thus the Holy Spirit of God grants individual believers spiritual gifts whereby they can serve in the body of Christ. in a local church. We call it the church today, the local assembly of believers. Every individual has spiritual gifts given to them, but many times believers are ignorant of those gifts and do not realize they have these spiritual gifts. But as we study these gifts, I want you to also notice the last verse of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, "But covet earnestly the best gifts." Now that's an interesting statement, beloved. That indicates that every believer can covet and desire to have some of these other spiritual gifts that may not be yours by the work of the Holy Spirit, and you can ask for those gifts also, so that you can grow and be more available to be used to the honor, glory, and praise of Jesus Christ. And so these spiritual gifts are wonderful, wonderful gift from God. You see, beloved, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we receive the gift of eternal life. We receive the gift of the Holy Spirit of God. We receive many spiritual gifts. Oh, you talk about Christmas. The Christmas that we celebrate in thinking about the birth of Christ, His first coming, and we give gifts to one another. Beloved, those gifts are nothing. Nothing compared to the gift that God gives to every child of God. If we were only aware of it, if we only realized the blessings and the benefits and the gifts that are ours, and learned to exercise and use those gifts to the honor, glory, and praise of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, there's rich blessing that comes through exercising the spiritual gifts that God has given you. And as we have been studying here, one of those gifts is the gift of wisdom. Verse 8, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom." That is the ability to share and to express the wisdom of God. Now, beloved, every believer has the wisdom of God in some measure. Remember, we talked about last time in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and the last verse, how that Christ is our wisdom. And when we receive Christ as Savior, we receive wisdom from God. That is, there's many things as a child of God, beloved, that you know and often take for granted that the unbeliever has no idea about. As a child of God, beloved, we know what the future holds. The unbeliever has no idea. The unbeliever has his own idea that when you're dead, you're like an animal, you're dead. And that's it. And, beloved, that's not the case at all. You see, you have wisdom from God to know that there's life after death. These are things that many times we as believers take for granted, the things that we know, the wisdom that God has given to us, the knowledge that God has given to us concerning eternity, concerning the future, and concerning our walk here upon this earth, the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit of God, so that you and I are never alone, beloved. We're never alone. Wherever we go, we have the Spirit of God indwelling us, living within us. And so we're never by ourselves. God is with us all the time. Now, the unbeliever doesn't have that assurance. He doesn't have that knowledge. And so, beloved, there's many wonderful things that are ours that the unbeliever has no inkling about, no idea about. Now, let's look again at Proverbs chapter 1. The book of Proverbs, remember, is a book that was written by Solomon under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God and the wisdom that God gave to Solomon. If you've never read the account, you need to read the account in the book of Kings and Chronicles concerning Solomon and how that he asked God to give him wisdom that he might be a wise king for the nation of Israel. And God granted him wisdom beyond any other human being that's ever walked upon the earth. This wisdom of God. And thus Solomon, under the inspiration of God, penned and wrote down many proverbs of wisdom, general proverbs that apply to every aspect of life, generally speaking. And these proverbs are nuggets of wisdom for people to meditate upon and to learn from. And that's why it's a good practice for every one of us to get into the habit of reading one chapter of Proverbs every day. There are 31 chapters in Proverbs, and so you have a chapter for every day of the month. And if you will read the chapter for that day of the month, you will learn many wise truths that are available for you to live by and to practice and to see the blessings of God upon your life through these words of wisdom. Now, in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 again, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And we saw in Psalm 111:10 yesterday that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so the wise man has knowledge. The wise man has understanding. The wise man has insight and ability how to help others in their struggles and in their difficulties and in their problems. And that's why we need to be saturated with the Word of God, saturated with the truth of God's Word. And that's why I encourage you, my friend, to daily read one of the chapters of Proverbs to make it a practice in your life, to allow these words of wisdom to sink into your mind and to begin to direct your steps and guide your path, that your life might be the life of a wise man and not a foolish man. You remember Jesus spoke about the wise man and the foolish man in the book of Matthew and in the Gospels. The wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rock is Jesus Christ. But the foolish man built on the sand, and when the storms came, his house washed away. Beloved, God's Word is so wonderful. Get into it today. Till next time, goodbye.